Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wait. No, no, not yet, whoa. No, not yet, whoa. No, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello and welcome to Roller Coaster. I'm your host, Megano. And as you can hear, I have a really bad cough. Ugh. Oh, this is so annoying, but I'm determined not to let this beat me. Sorry, that must have been really painful for your ears. It's really painful for my throat. It makes me sound like I want to cry. Oh, I will do my best to keep this at bay. I have been fighting this cough for over a week now. Over a week. Oh my gosh, sorry. This is going to be actually brutal. But please, please stick around. You know, it's that way that you can't even get a sentence out without like feeling like you're going to like dry bulk or cough. That's where I'm at. But we're going to go on with the episode anyway. Leave me alone. Oh, leave me alone, please. Honestly, I hope everyone had a lovely Easter weekend. My Easter weekend was a really quiet one for the first time in years. Normally, oh, poor Tom. I didn't miss poor Tom. Normally, I would be out on Sunday, celebrating our Lord Jesus. Thank you for resurrecting. But as you can hear, I'm in absolutely no fit state to be out drinking. I was also out the Sunday before Easter Sunday, and my hangover on Monday was enough to make me go teetotal for life. But then I did actually also go out on Wednesday in Manchester. I went to Molly Smith. Yes, Molly Smith, who won Love Island. Brought out a collection with Boohoo, and somehow I made the invite list. So it would have been rude for me not to go there and have a good time and get drunk. So that's what I've done. But I think I've definitely pushed my throat to its absolute limits. So I had a nice calm Easter weekend. So gorgeous nonetheless. It was filled with great food. Spent lots of time with my friends. You know what? I would definitely consider having another sober Easter Sunday. This is weird. Yeah, this is so weird. Oh, right, I do have an update, a life update. Would you call it that? Oh my gosh. Okay, right, I have a life update. I'm going to slip it in there and then I'm going to put a real positive spin on that for today's episode. So,
how do you... Okay.
Right, shut up. I'm just going to come out and say it. I am single. Yep. Okay, and cue the crickets. Oh, that is so fucking weird. So weird. Like, I don't want to be, like, dramatic. Like, ooh, whoa, I'm single, dramatic effect music. But then also I'm not going to, like, sit and laugh about it because it's just not funny, is it? Oh, it's so strange addressing it. It really, really, really is the weirder side of this job, is doing stuff like this. And like, obviously I don't think I'm like Kim K having announced that me and Kanye have split, but like, it just, you know, I posted so much of my relationship all over every platform. So it would be a bit weird if I just never, ever, ever, ever mentioned it again. Naturally, people would wonder. Oh, gosh. And I mean, people also do not miss a trick. For about a month now, I've been having DMs, people commenting on my TikToks, YouTube videos. People do not miss a trick. So, yeah. It is time to address the elephant in the room. Naturally, people have been asking why we broke up or, you know, why it came to an end. And look, as much as I'm an open book, guys, I am an oversharer to the max. I don't think that's the respectful thing to do. It wasn't a bad, ugly breakup.
Lemsip should really sponsor this episode.
It wasn't a bad or ugly breakup. Nothing like suddenly happened, so don't worry. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Yeah. Yep. So, look, I'm not going to dwell on the breakup itself or go into finer details, but instead, I'm going to make this episode about adjusting. Adjusting to my new status of being alone. As much as it can be very scary to be newly single, I also think, you know what? It's exciting and it's a fun time to really spend focusing on you and only you. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up.
Being in a relationship to being single obviously comes with a lot of big changes. How big those changes are definitely depends on how long you were together, how intertwined your lives were, etc. I'd say it's definitely much harder when you're close with like someone's family or you have the same friend groups, etc. That just adds a lot more complexity.
Is that a word?
It adds more layers onto the onion. Like if the breakup was an onion, you've got a big onion with lots of layers if your lives were like really intertwined. I feel like I've definitely experienced that in the past. And it's just a lot more things to sort of pull back. My situation at the moment is more getting used to not having someone coming over to stay at mine's or not having someone to text all the time or someone to make plans with. But other than that, like, you know, yeah, I'm not adjusting to maybe some of the other things I mentioned. So since moving into the flat, oh, this stupid voice. Honestly, as if my throat doesn't think I've got enough going on right now. When I moved into the flat, that was last July or August. Gosh, that is mad. This summer, I'll have been here a year. Crazy, time flies. But since moving into the flat, I had a boyfriend. So I haven't lived in the flat and been single. Like I haven't lived alone and been single. So I'd have my boyfriend come over and stay a couple of times a week. My friends will stay like once a week. So I thought, like, once I became single, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be so bad. Like, I'm going to absolutely hate living myself. I'm going to want to move back with mum and dad. Like, I'm going to be lonely. Like, pure sobbing my eyes out. And look, obviously it is sad because a breakup has took place and that is shit and sad and weird. But I do not feel lonely, which is an absolute revelation. I'm really shocked at how much I don't feel lonely. And I hope that doesn't sound like I'm like, oh, I don't care. Of course I care. Trust me, I care. And I have cared. But I'm kind of getting to a point where I'm trying to look for the positives in this. And the positives are that I live alone and I'm single. I stay here most of the time myself now. Like, I feel like for a while, I would only spend maybe like 2 nights a week here myself. Whereas now I spend like 6 nights a week here myself. One of the girls will always stay at least once a week. But I am spending the majority of time here myself. And I'm not going to lie, it's actually quite nice. Like, I did not see this for myself. Oh boy, did I not see this for myself? No, I really did not see this for myself. Like, going back, say, 2 years, I didn't expect to ever live alone. Going back 1 year, I expected to live alone, but I had a boyfriend, so I was like, I knew he'd always be staying. Go to present moment, I'm shocked to find I live alone and I'm single, but look, hey, I ain't complaining. I'm fine. I'm literally so fine. It's not been that long. I'm sure if I'm still single in a year to come.
Which, by the way, I do plan on being.
If I am still single in a year to come, maybe I'll be like, right, this is getting a bit lonely. But so far, so good. I'm using the free time. I mean, now I feel like I have an abundance of free time. It's actually mental. But I'm using the free time to watch TV. I know that's not that groundbreaking, but it is for me. Like, I would never sit and watch like a series by myself. And that's something I'm trying to do now, but I do just have a really bad attention span. But Married at First Sight Australia has been binged. I'm also reading my books. I'm literally loving reading so much. And like, normally if I have a boyfriend staying over, I'm not going to sit and read my book when they're lying in the bed next to me. We're going to be chatting and cuddling. Whereas now, it's just me and the book, baby. I'm currently reading Verity by Colleen Hoover. So, it's been fine. It definitely, obviously, has been sad as well. But I don't want to come on here and cry. Done that before. And that was weird. That was really bizarre. Why I done that? So I am trying to remain upbeat and positive, but obviously it's been sad. Like, sometimes I'll make myself dinner and I'll just sit at my table myself and I'm like, oh, this is sad. This is weird. And then obviously lying in bed at night, like myself, not having someone to cuddle again, that is sad. I do miss that. Of course I do. But you know what? That's what cuddly toys are for. And a lot has to be said for the independence of it. Like, being single, you are just instantly an independent queen. You ain't relying on no one for no happiness. You are the sole provider and breadwinner of your happiness, and no one can take that away from you. So a lot to be said for that. As I've been telling people, I mean, I actually went a while not telling people, but it got to the point where people would be like, oh, how's you? And I'm like, we broke up. So it has actually got to a point, like, you know, you can't keep it a secret forever, can you? But as I have been telling people, people are like, the one reaction everybody has is like, you have so many good friends. And I do. And you know what? I love that people can see that, because I've always said this, I am so blessed in the friend department. Maybe this is why relationships don't work out for me, because I have so many friendships. Like, God really chose friends for me. But I do. I'm surrounded by so many wonderful friends. I'm very, very lucky. And to be honest, I will give it to myself. I've always balanced friendships and relationships really well, apart from when my first relationship. When I was 16, I ditched all my friends because I was obsessed. And that punched me in the face.
Not literally, metaphorically.
Never do that. Never works out. But since then, lesson learned, I have been very good at balancing both friendships and relationships. And I always see my friends very, very regularly.
How do you say that word?
But it's definitely worth mentioning how much more time you can spend with your friends when you're single. So this goes out to any of my newly single people or anyone who thinks they could be single soon. I'll be single soon. Selena Gomez. sorry. Naturally, when you become single, you have a lot more free time to give. So naturally, you see your friends a lot more. You make plans with people. And some of my friends are single, which is always nice. It's nice to have someone to relate to. But a lot of my friends are not single. And I wouldn't actually say that I see the single ones any more than I see the ones who are off the market, taken, wifeyed up. I feel like when you're newly single as well, everyone is going to be there for you. Like, honestly, lap it up. Like, your friends are going to drop everything at the drop of a hat just to be with you if you're newly single. Take full advantage of that. So that is a nice silver lining of being single, is having more free time to put into your friends. It's very, very normal when you're in a relationship to get a wee bit caught up in it, caught up in your wee love bubble, and kind of slip away out of contact with some friends. Look, it happens to us all. It doesn't make you a bad friend. It's just kind of how life works. So it's nice to then, if you become single again, to get the car in reverse and reverse out of that and back into being good friends with good people again. I was definitely like freaking out a wee bit thinking, like at the weekend, for example, I would always spend at least one night with my boyfriend. And I was like, oh no, that's one full like day and night out of the weekend that like I might just have to be myself, because for my friends who are in relationships, like they'll be seeing their boyfriend. But honestly, that has just like not happened yet. Like any night that I have spent myself at the weekend, and I actually do really like my own company, which is a thing of recent times. Because when I was younger, I couldn't do my own company. Like I really, really couldn't. Before lockdown, it was lockdown that made me become
a boss ass bitch.
In more ways than one, to be honest. But pre-lockdown, I was very reliant on spending time with my boyfriend, spending time with my friends. Like, I could never, ever be alone. Whereas now, I genuinely love my own company. I really, really appreciate it. I like the calmness of it. I like having time to think and reflect and, like, just work or chill. I do really enjoy my own company. But at the weekend, why is there this sort of weird sadness that comes with being alone at the weekends? It shouldn't be sad, but if I'm sitting myself on a Saturday night, I'm like, wow, this is sad. It shouldn't be sad, but it feels like socially wrong. Anyway, any time that I have spent myself at the weekends since being single is through choice. If I really want to make plans, like I know my friends would absolutely be there for me. Like I am very lucky, as I said, to have lots of different friends. But if you yourself are thinking, oh no, like there's only a select few who I can make plans with and like they might be busy, honestly, trust me, someone will make plans with you. So it is actually quite nice. Like at the weekends, I have zero plans and like I'm not marking off a day to spend with a boyfriend, which I always would have done because that is the right thing to do in a relationship. Now my weekends are just free for the taking. Anyone wants to hang out with me? Sure, I'll be there. I ain't doing anything else. And that's actually really nice. You might make plans with people that you haven't seen in a while. You might do things you don't normally do. It's all positives. Trust me. Trust me. A huge difference is not texting someone or like updating someone on your day. To be honest, I'm not going to lie. Like that sounds really, really bad. And I don't mean it. Like, it's not a personal thing, but I actually don't mind this too much because I hate texting. Like, I am the world's worst texter. All my friends, my family can absolutely vouch for that. The only people I'm good at replying to are my management, because that's work. That's business, honey. Got to make those deals. So I'm really quick at replying to them, but everyone else, sorry, it's going to take 3 to 5 working days. And it's not something I'm proud of. I hate that about me. It was actually one of my New Year's resolutions to be a better texter, but I've not seen that through. Hey, that's 2025's problem. So yeah, the texting, as much as I'm not overly bothered because I hate texting, it still is weird. Like, you know, you go from having someone you text all day, every day to no one. I notice it the most when I'm going to bed. Like, say I put my phone on charge and I'm like, right, better send a goodnight text. I'm like, oh, no, I don't. I don't need to say goodnight to anyone. I'm like, right, okay, cool. Lock phone, go to bed. Actually, I put on this, I don't know what you'd call it, really, really long song on Spotify. And it's like fall asleep instantly, anti-anxiety music. I wouldn't say I suffer from anxiety day to day, but at nighttime, I'm a huge overthinker. Like that's when my brain goes into overdrive. During the day, fine. As soon as my head hits that pillow, whoa, it's getting crazy up in Megan's brain.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Put that little podcast on and it makes me fall asleep. It's not a podcast, sorry. Song, really long song. It's like 50 minutes. It's just like, no, I can't imitate it. But it does work. I would recommend. So anyway, yeah, normally I'd send a goodnight text, put that on, go to bed. But now I'm just like, put that on, go to bed. Yeah. And it's also weird, like say I've been out and then I got home, like not texting anyone to say that's me home. I'm just like, hi, flat, I'm home. Maybe I should text my mum and dad and update them when I'm home. I'm sure they would definitely appreciate that. But the texting thing is definitely weird. You know, like when something happens, I'm like, oh, and never mind. But I would say maybe actually I've gotten better at texting my friends, because if something happens and I want to update someone, I'm going to update my friends. I'm not just going to update no one. So that is something to take from that as well. Like, you know, if you're newly single and you're feeling like, oh, I don't have anyone to like just talk to all day, or like, I don't, you know, like when you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or you're in a relationship, like you feel like you have a person, like you just have a person. They're your person. And like you tell them every minor detail, no matter how boring it is. Like you just fill them in with absolutely everything. Like you don't need to lose that. You could just start texting friends about it. Your friends aren't going to be annoyed because you're texting them loads. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from you and probably appreciate how much effort you're making, whether it's to deal with the breakup or not. It will be appreciated nonetheless. So as much as it is very weird, granted, to go from having someone text you good morning every day and good night every night to nothing, just replace that with your friends. Like me and Erin, for example, we're both singletons. Like I'll text her, night night, love you. She'll text me, night night, love you too. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got another single friend, you guys can totally step in for each other in these single times. I'm obviously newly single, so I can't speak with experience as such, but I know, I really, really know that I'm going to use this time to grow and understand myself even better. I would say I know myself well, right? Like, I feel like I'm very, like, in tune with, like, my brain and my body. Like, I know how I work. I know how I react to things. I feel like I do know myself very well. But being single allows you that time to only think about yourself, which, hugely, to be honest. In any relationship, there's always compromise. Or sorry, let me rephrase. In any healthy relationship, there's always compromise. Like a good relationship, whether it's a romantic one, a friendship, whatever it may be, you're always going to compromise because you're two different humans. You work different ways. You have different sort of values and stuff. So you have to compromise and meet in the middle somewhere. That is absolutely the right thing to do. But when you're single, you're not having to compromise with anyone in a romantic way, obviously. So you can really use this time to, I hate the word be selfish, because selfish is like this negative sort of bad word, but it's not. Like selfish is just a word. But you can use this time to really be selfish and just do things on your accord. Like do the things you want to do. Watch the shows you want to watch. Stay out as late as you want to stay out. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to think about anyone else. You don't have to answer to anyone. I don't mean that as an, oh, answer as if you'd get in trouble. No, but you know what I mean. Like, you just have to think about yourself. And if you're happy with it, cool. And that's, look, that's quite a nice position to be in for a wee while, a long while, however long. Lap it up, because one day if you're in a relationship, like it won't always be like that. You have to put someone else's feelings right on par with yours. You need to make sure you're protecting their feelings and their thoughts. So I'm going to definitely use this time just to do what I want and, you know, think how I want and not have to worry about what other people are thinking or pleasing anyone. No. Just me, myself, and I. A worry of mine was how single I would feel in summer. Like, I know people are like, oh, summer is the best time to be single. Hot girl summer, blah, blah, blah. But for me, like, I was worried it would feel like the worst time to be single because all the cute couples are jetting off on their holidays, off on their gorgeous adventures with each other, sharing cute couple pictures. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to feel so single. Like, my friends are going to be on holiday with their boyfriends and I'm just going to be single in Glasgow and rain. That was definitely a fear of mine. I really love going away with a boyfriend. It's so nice. It's very lovely. Of course, I'm going to miss that. So I was freaking out. However, from my experience, I am actually going on a really, really cool holiday. I don't know if I would have went on this holiday if I still had a boyfriend because, I mean, I'm not a millionaire. Money runs out and I have to make time for like a couple's holiday or whatever. But I'm actually going to Thailand. Yeah, gosh, that is really crazy for me. I have never been so far away in all my life. I'm going for like 17 days. I've also never been away for that long. That kind of freaks me out. I actually feel like I should like throw myself a leaving party. It feels that long to me. I don't know if I would have done that if I had a boyfriend, not because they would have stopped me, but just for many other factors. And I also, because like I said, was freaking out, oh, I don't have a couple's holiday or like a big holiday. Like, I'm very, very lucky that like my friends will always go get those holidays. And I have already have two holidays with my friends before Thailand, but they're for like a few nights. I like to get away for a week or 10 days. 10 days is nice. I like to go away for like, you know, it feels like a while. I'm out the country, out the office. So Thailand was looking like my only option. And I don't mean that as an, oh yeah, sure, I'll go to Thailand. But it is very out there for me. Like that, like kind of scares me going really far away from home because I am quite a creature of habit. But I think this is going to be the best thing for me. Getting out, exploring the world, experiencing new things, being so far away from home, such a different way of life. I think this is going to be actually amazing. Going with Nadine and Ailey, and we're meeting our friend Star, who lives in Australia. She moved to Australia ages ago now. And this will be the first time we see her in Thailand. How unbelievable. So look, there's another silver lining. Like, if you are freaking out, like you're newly single and you're thinking, no, like me thinking, oh, who am I going to go on holiday with? Friends, family, someone will want to go on holiday with you. They absolutely will. Look, I'll go on holiday with you. Honestly, don't panic. You might end up doing something that is so wildly out there for you, pushing yourself out your comfort zone, trying something new. And that's very exciting. Another thing I might consider is a solo trip somewhere like not too far away, only for a couple of nights. oh dear, I'm not going to explain what happened there. A solo trip, yeah, why not? It's not something I'm definitely going to do, but it's something I'm going to think about. And you know what, you don't have to wait around on anyone for that. If you don't have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, your friends don't want to go, your family don't want to go because you've been boring, go yourself. Absolutely book somewhere safe, somewhere that maybe you don't even have to leave the resort, or somewhere you know quite well. Maybe go somewhere that you know someone who lives there. Why not? It's definitely an option. Speaking of doing things solo, I'm actually going to go on a solo cinema date. I was going to go the other day, but there was nothing I wanted to go see. I actually have an Odeon membership, which means I can go to the cinema as many times as I want. And I was like, oh, I better cancel that now because I'm single. But then I thought, no, I like the cinema. I enjoy going. Why would I cancel that? And that is another thing I'm going to try and do. Like, see all the things that I put down is like, oh, that's, you do that with a boy. That's a date night. Like, that's a couple's thing to do. It's only a couple's thing to do if you say it's a couple of things to do. Why can't I go to the cinema myself? I can. I've got a means of transport to get there and I've got an unlimited Odeon card. So, hey, there's nothing in my way. That is something, like, see, normally if I've seen a person person at the cinema alone. That would break my heart. I hate seeing people alone, especially anyone over the age of 50 being alone. That like actually tears my heart out. But I need to stop thinking like that, because that is literally me now. I'm alone. I'm going to go to the cinema alone. I might go on a solo holiday alone. So I need to change that mindset. I just really hope nobody feels lonely. Like, if I'm out doing things alone, trust me, I don't feel lonely. I'm happy to be there. But I need to remember that's probably also the same as these other people. Anyway, that would normally make me really upset, going to the cinema alone. But I'm changing my mindset, and that's what I'm going to go do. I'm hoping to do it in the next week. Maybe at the weekend, to be honest. I have quite a free weekend coming up. So maybe I'll go then. I'll document it. Maybe I'll make like a wee TikTok or something. I've always went for like dinner alone. Like that doesn't faze me. Like I'll go to Yo Sushi alone or Wagamama. I feel like that's two like really kind of normal places to go and eat alone. But yeah. Oh, I need a drink of water. Oh, my throat just made the weirdest noise. I'm actually going for a Nando's with my cousin tonight. I'm so excited. The final thing I'm going to talk about. Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
You'd actually think I'm putting this on. I really wish I was. This thing has been taking over my life for 8 days now. So annoying. At least I've got my voice back. I didn't have a voice for like 3 days. The final thing I'm going to talk about is planning. I'm such a planner, right? Like I always have been. I've always set like time frames and targets for my life and like when I should be doing things, i.e. moving out, when I should be having kids, when I should be getting married. Like my friends literally always laugh at me because I would say to them, like, say years ago, say when I was like 21, I would say to Nadine, I want to be engaged by 25, married at 27, have a kid at 30. And like, I genuinely wholeheartedly believed I would meet these timescales. Obviously, fair enough to me, bless me. I was in a long-term relationship and it was nice. I thought that way, but you actually just can't plan life. And that is something that I'm really, really coming to terms with, evidently. I feel like, and look, I'm going to go through the motions, obviously. Like, I might feel like this right now and then tomorrow feel total opposite. But I feel like for the first time in my life, I'm actually okay with having no plans. Like, I kind of have, like, no future plans right now. Like, obviously, I'm very lucky and very fortunate. I moved into my flat last year, so, like, I don't have any plans. Like, I'm not working towards moving out or moving home. I'm not thinking, okay, next up for me is going to be an engagement or a marriage or a kid. Like, no plans. Nothing. Zero. Like, I have literally zero idea when I'll get married. If I'll get married. You know? I low-key have no control over my future and I'm actually not mad about it, which is a huge, honestly, like, Nadine will be listening to this thinking, like, wow, like, that's a really big statement for me. I am, like, a bit of a control freak. Like, I like to know when things are happening. I like A, B, C, D, E plans. But now I'm just, look, I'm just going to go with the flow. I don't know what's up next. What does my future look like? Honestly, feck knows. I also don't want a boyfriend. Like, don't get me wrong, I didn't want to be single. But I am single. And when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I'm absolutely having my hot girl summer. I don't really know what hot girl summer is. I've never had one before, but I'm going to have one. Put it that way. I'm just ready to have, like, a time. Like, now I think I'm in this position. It must be for a reason. And I think I just need to go and be single for a long time. Like, guys, I'm actually so fine with being single until I want a kid. Because, I don't know. I just think, I don't want commitments. I don't want to hurt my heart again either. Like, relationships are amazing. They are. And I don't regret my relationships and they were right at the time and la-di-da. But, you know, a lot of emotional stress can come with relationships. And I'm checking out of that. No thanks. Not interested. I'm just going to have a hot girl summer, whatever that might mean. I honestly mean it. I don't know if yous will believe me, but I mean it. I'm definitely a relationship type of person. I went to a psychic a while ago and it was, wow. I'll tell you about it maybe one day, but I feel like there's still stuff going on that like hasn't really, it's not been long enough yet for me to talk about it, put it that way. It was the best thing I have ever been to in my life. The hairs on my body were elevated. But she said to me, you are a relationship type of person. Like, you're definitely like, she didn't say this, but you said like, I'm a lover girl, which I am. I love love. I will commit to anyone.
Not anyone.
No, sorry, take that back. I have no problems committing to people. Like, I love being in love. I like being in a relationship. Like, I'm not one to like go out and get with boys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not like ingrained in me. So I do love relationships. Being single isn't overly appealing to me. Like, I don't plan on speaking to loads of boys and going on loads of dates or, you know, like having one night stands. Like, that just isn't something I've ever done. But I think I owe it to myself to be single for a while. And I do kind of feel like I don't need a man. Like, I don't. I actually don't need a man. Look, I've got my flat. I like living here. I'm fine being myself here. I have lots of friends. I love my job. I don't need no man. So I'm not going to have a man. In conclusion, guys, I didn't see this for myself. Like, I'm going to be 26 next month. Oh, man. This is my last full month for being 25. Oh my God, next month I'm going to be in my late 20s. No, look, that's nothing to be scared of. Did I see myself being 26 and single? No. Did I spend a decade, a literal decade of my life in relationships to wind up single? No. But I am. That's the cards I've been dealt. And I'm going to choose to be fine with that. And anyone else who finds himself in a situation like myself, you know, being single, being a bit out of sorts, being sad, whatever it may be, you're going to be fine. What I'm going to do now is my single girl duty here in the podcast to unite us single girls. Hey, I'm still here for all my relationship girlies. Obviously, that was me for 10 years of my life, but here I am now, single. But I'm going to be here to talk about it all with you. I mean, I definitely want to just be single, single, single. Like, trust me, I'm not going to be speaking to anyone. No, I'm not fucking interested. Bye. Like, I feel single in the sense I'm alone a lot, but I don't feel single in the sense I'm like, ooh, like, boys. No, boys can fuck off. Boys, bye. Not interested in boys. I'm not. I'm really not. Oh, gosh. I'm not. But I'm going to be here to be your single friend. And we're going to get through it together. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We really are. And never put time scales on things. That's what I've learned. Like, yeah, I'm 26. I'm going to be 26 and single, and so be it. Here we go. Exciting being single in your late 20s. And this is just a big virtual hug and kiss on the forehead to anyone else who is going through a breakup or has been through a breakup lately, or maybe you went through a breakup ages ago and you're still not fully healed from it. I promise you will. We're going to do it together, and it's going to be great. And on that note, guys, Megano is a single Pringle and not ready to mingle. I'm here for me and me only. And of course, my roller coaster riders. Thanks for all the love and support, guys. I love you so much. See you next week.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.